A scientific quest for life elsewhere in the universe is facing some down-to-earth problems. Researchers in California recently mothballed a powerful radio telescope they'd been using to search for signals from alien civilizations. They had to put the effort on hold due to a lack of money. But it's not just Americans who are involved in what scientists call SETI. That stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. The World's Clark Boyd tells us about a new SETI project in Europe.
Alan Penny is a British astronomer who spent much of his career searching for signs of life in the universe. That included a year at the SETI Institute in California, the organization that's now facing a funding crisis. Penny says that with the news from California, the whole field has suffered a severe blow.
But it's not suffered a severe blow in terms of the science, in terms of the reason for doing it, and it's certainly not suffered a blow in terms of the enthusiasm of the people, you know, like me, who want to do it. It's all part of the struggle.
Penny is part of a European effort to try to keep the hunt for extraterrestrial signals alive. To do that, he's working with something called the Low Frequency Array, or LOFAR. LOFAR is a new kind of radio telescope that's designed to study the early history of the universe. Whereas other radio telescopes look like giant satellite dishes, LOFAR consists of fields of antennas spread out over five European countries. Many modern telescopes look for signals at higher frequencies, but LOFAR aims at the lower and noisier bands. Penny says it's down where humans send out radio and TV transmissions.
You're trying to listen to a signal against a noisy background, as though you're in a cocktail party and everybody's chattering and you can't hear what the person you're speaking to is saying.
In other words, most of this part of the radio spectrum sounds like this. Yep, white noise. Picking a signal out of this noise can be difficult. But scientists believe that LOFAR, which came online last year, can do that with the help of a supercomputer. Mike Garrett is director of the Netherlands Institute for Radio Astronomy. It's the driving force behind LOFAR. Garrett says he hopes the SETI Institute in California is able to get back on its telescope soon. The work at LOFAR, he says, would be a great complement to it, since no one really knows what part of the radio spectrum might hide signals from an alien civilization.
It's crucially important, I think, as a society and a global society, global civilization, to be doing this kind of thing and to be interested in this kind of thing.
But the low-frequency array's main task is not to look for extraterrestrial signals. So, Alan Penny says he'll have to fight for time to do his work on the scope. He's made the case to governments and private donors about the need for SETI research. But, Penny admits, it's hard to convince them that an alien signal is worth searching for.
We don't know if it's there. We don't know if it's what it looks like. We don't know how to detect it in the best way. We don't know if our way is the best way. That is quite a difficult sell. So up to now, really, the astronomers who have to make these hard decisions, should I fund this project or should I fund that project, have shied away from SETI.
Penny's currently crunching some data collected last year from LOFAR. He says it's too soon to know if there are alien signals in the data. The first trick, he says, is to teach the system to weed out our own radio and TV transmissions. Then, if he gets the funding, he'll get back on the telescope and back to the search. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
So what might alien radio signals be communicating, and how should we respond if we detect them? You can ask astronomer Alan Penny. You heard him in Clark's report. And he's taking your questions in our online science forum through next week. Come join the conversation at theworld.org/science.